Before starting to farm, Christine Gimperly got a master's degree in fisheries. And you won't believe what she actually discovered. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report.
I worked on the Stanislaus and the Tuolumne Rivers here doing Chinook studies with a consulting firm that was contracted by like TID and OID and MID for fisheries mitigation work.
She's talking Turlock, Modesto, and Oakdale irrigation districts. And she actually found out that it was the predator fish that were actually eating up the young salmon smolts.
I was actually the first person to, like, back in 2000, I did the first radio tracking study on Chinook salmon.
And she was working on the Tuolumne River.
I was the one that first tracked these little smolts supposed to be going out to the ocean, tracking them actually going upstream, like miles, and it turned out they were in the belly of a striped bass.
Yes, upstream in the belly of a striped bass, a predator. She's got something to say about environmentalists.
If the environmentalists have put as much money into actually research and habitat restoration as they put into paying lawyers, things might be different.
Christine kind of backed out of the fisheries thing and became a farmer. And she farms with her brother Eric. They followed their father, who also farmed almonds. They farm 135 acres of almonds in Stanislaus County. Their first orchard was planted in 1998. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.